the festival in the Brewer's Lounge with Isaac from a brewery from Shawinigan, Quebec. And BR, you're probably better equipped to pronounce the name of this brewery.
Le Trou du Diable.
Exactly.
And what does that mean?
Well, it means the devil's hole. In Shawinigan, there's a big river called the Saint-Maurice that gets split in two and then come back together in a big fall. And at the bottom of the two falls, there's a big whirlpool. And that whirlpool is called the Trou du Diable. The city got built around that cascade for electricity. So it seemed for us that this was an appropriate name to build a brewery.
Where is it in relation to Montreal?
Shawinigan is in between Montreal and Quebec City. It's an hour and a half between the two cities. Go on the 40 and then 15 minutes on the 40, on the 55, and then you're to Shawinigan.
Okay. Does the brewery have a particular concept? Is there a particular style that you guys are aiming towards?
Since we have a brew pub and there's only our beer on the menu, well, now we've got some other guys' beer too. We now have 16 taps. So the thing is that we try to brew like a wide spectrum of beers so that everybody's happy, and we also are happy to brew that large spectrum so we can experiment with all kinds of beers. So, but I would say our signature usually is our beer are quite dry and almost pretty hoppy. Also, all the time. We go to reasonably hoppy to very hoppy.
So you've got both regular styles of beers, but you're also working on some barrel-aged beers.
Yeah, right now, well, we started like maybe 4 years ago doing our triple-aged apple brandy barrel. And we added some Brett in it, and so gave a nice, drier, tart taste to the beer. Well, it was a great success, so we said, well, we need to get more barrels. And then we just kept on buying more barrels, and now we have around 140 barrels in our cellar, which is, we didn't have any more room to put barrels in our brewery, so we had to build a pipeline crossing an alley, going to another place next to the brewery. And now I think we're the biggest cellar in Canada with 140 barrels. And we're doing like that triple. We're doing also a saison aged in licorice white wine barrel, also with Brett and lactobacillus, imperial stout in bourbon barrels. And we have three more projects coming in, and one being with our fellow brothers, Dieu du Ciel. We brewed Flander Red and a beer we call Archeo Porter, which is like the old way they used to brew porter, so we can't wait to see that.
Nice.
That's cool. That you're collaborating with Dieu du Ciel as well, that's pretty interesting.
We're very good friends, and well, it took time for us to do that collaboration because we party too much together, but we finally did it. Well, that was almost 2 years ago, so all those beers are aging for 2 years, and they'll be ready, I think, this fall.
Incredible.
And you also did a collaboration with Yvan de Batz from Brasserie de la Seine in Brussels.
Absolutely, a good friend of us, too, and we did that beer called Skeef Tabarnak. Skeef being a Belgian insult, and tabarnak beer is a swear word in Quebecois. Well, a lot of our beers are brewed with like New World hops, and Yvan is more traditional. Like, I actually is trying to get to the roots of what beer used to be before all those big breweries got in and told us that what they were doing was beer. So we brewed like an old style ale that would qualify. So the saison, the brewers used to use all the grains they had left in their barn to do the saison. So we've put rye, wheat, barley, and other cereals in there. And Yvan used his regular noble hops from Europe, and we brought some hop from New Zealand. That makes a good mix. It's quite dry, complex because of the malt backbone, and has a very dry aftertaste.
And you guys are a brew pub and a brewery?
Right now, everything's done at the same facility. Almost half of our production is drank straight at the pub. Then we distribute locally and to some points in Montreal and Quebec City. We are working on a production brewery right now, and around, I would say, early 2013, brewery should be going, and then we'll be able to stop saying no to everybody and send some beers.
Excellent. So if people want to visit you, they can come get a tour of the brewery, brew pub, and then also get a meal.
Absolutely. Our chef, which is also one of the owner, is very, very inventive, And we try to get as much local ingredients as we can, so to get fresh. Well, we try to do the same thing we do with, you know, with beer. We're brewing our own beer with fresh ingredients and with no compromise. It's the same thing with the kitchen. Food is good, and well, if you guys want to come to our place, you'll be more than welcome. We also have a nice deal with the hotel right next to us, so you can walk your way back to the hotel and enjoy your night more thoroughly.
Well, maybe sometime we want to come up and see some junior hockey. We'll come to Shawinigan and enjoy the brew pub.
Absolutely. The Cataracts will be happy to perform for you.
Excellent. Isaac, thanks for joining us. It's True to Diable in Shawinigan, Quebec. Thanks.
My pleasure.